If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Mark Carmen is filling in for Kevin while Kevin is on paternity leave. And yesterday he dropped somebody's name and we're like, come on, who is that? Do you really know him? And lo and behold, Seth Marks, here you are on WGN. Do you claim friendship with Mark Carmen?
I can't. I more than claim friendship. I claim full-fledged man crush. I love Mark Carmen, and he would be my wife if that was the ice cream flavor I consumed.
But your wife is a star on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. This has been going on for a while. And Seth, I looked at her picture, and the first thing I thought was, oh my gosh, he's got a younger wife. Look, you look fantastic. But I thought, wow, he's got a trophy wife. And then I read that you've been married, what, 27 or 28 years?
Amazing. Yeah, we just celebrated 28 years. She is as Chicago as Chicago gets. She went to the Latin school, same school the great Nancy Reagan went to. And she went to Loyola undergrad in Northwestern and got her JD MBA, has an invisible superhero cape, and somehow ended up with my sorry ass.
This is why you always end up on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, because you're already making us laugh. And you're a diehard Chicago fan. Is that how you, well, Chicago sports fan, not a White Sox fan, are you?
Well, yes, I am. First reality show I ever saw in my life was Walter Payton on a television screen doing everything. And just I fell in love with sports at a young age, just like Mark Carmen. It is my place of refuge and serenity, and the great, I love sports, and it was the first reality show, and I'm a diehard everything Chicago, you know, forever.
You're talking like you really love the guy, but from my information is you used to threaten to beat him up. Is that true?
You know, I've had a lot of therapy since then. Meredith left me. We were separated. I apologize for that chapter in my life. But
I should not have told Steve that story, but it is one of my favorite things ever. Seth was very much, he was 1 year older than me at Highland Park High School, Lisa, and he was very well-liked, and I was of let's call it medium likage, maybe less than that. And so I sort of looked up to Seth, and I sat next to him in a health class, and he looked over at me, and I was, you know, I hadn't hit my full maturity yet, and Seth was ahead of the game, and he just looked at me and he's like, do whatever I say or I'll kick your, and I proceeded and he of course was like just kind of trolling the substitute teacher at the time, so we had some fun, and that's where an amazing friendship started.
Well, and take solace in this, Carm, when you Google Seth Marks' name, the first thing that comes up at the top of the Google search is Women's Health Magazine. You couldn't have predicted that back then, right?
Well, and let me tell you, if I may, just say one more thing about Seth. This has always been his dream to, you know, he did radio out of college, and then he decided to become a wealthy guy in the business world, and somehow, some way, of course, he found his way to reality TV. But Lisa, when I walk around with this guy in Chicago right now, you go to a handful of bars, everyone's coming up to him and saying hello, and I think this is the reason why he actually walks the planet, because this is what he's getting, what he's always wanted.
It's like Mark Giangreco 90, I'd say 89, 92 vintage. But unlike Mark G, I it's like 15 minutes. You guys know it. You know, you appreciate every day, one day at a time. And you guys are so blessed to do what I know Mark's passion. One of the things, Lisa, that Mark really inspires me, all kidding aside, he always wanted to be in sports broadcasting, and he never, ever gave up on his dream. Dude's 50 years old. I can't tell you. I gave up on mine.
51.
I love 51.
Seth, we're on the air. We're on the air.
Thank you, Steve.
Man, you are an inspiration. You are happy. I know you're happy. You chased your dream. You didn't go for the cash like everybody does coming out of the North Shore. You went and stayed true to your dreams. And here you are next to Lisa and Dan on a drive time show in the greatest city in America, talking to some freaking sorry ass housewife husband.
Back to the show, Lisa.
Yeah. When does the season start? The new season already underway for Real Housewives of Salt
Lake? Lisa, episode 2 tonight, 9 p.m. on Bravo, 8 p.m. Central. 9 p.m. East, 8 p.m. Chi-Town time.
I think we just found a regular. If you want to pursue your radio dream, we'll continue to have you on, Seth.
Hey, Seth, can you give Carmen the channel number 2? Because I think he's never seen your show.
Carmen, you got to get in touch with your Bravo side.
I
say Bravo is like ESPN for the alpha mom and the pride community. I'm a huge pride ally. It's like ESPN for the pride community and alpha mom. Any boyfriend or husband who's trying to win points.
It is so true. All of my gay friends love it. They're like, how do you not watch every episode? I'm like, I don't know. But
ESPN for the Pride Network.
All right, Seth. You're a shoo-in. You're a regular around here. We got a bump to news, but I hope you'll come back.
Oh, I grew up on GN. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys for having me. And I'll come back anytime you want. You're going to need security to get rid of me.
We're watching tonight on Bravo, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. That is Seth Marks.